From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Wondering when your curbside garbage and recycling items will be picked up? Check the city's website for updates. The work has fallen into several delays caused by trucks that are too old to withstand the pace, and new ones that are on back order, apparently due to pandemic-related supply chain problems. City Hall says it's hiring contractors to help cut down on delays, as well as trying to rent trucks. Cottage cleanup time usually means burning whatever you rake up in the yard. Ministry of Natural Resources Forest Fire Information Officer Evan Lizotte is suggesting an alternative to putting a match to it, like composting or bringing it to the garbage dump. But if you must burn,
always have tools and water adequate to maintain fire on the site. Know the rules for safe outdoor burning.
Those rules are on ontario.ca/forestfires. And remember that burning is only legal from 2 hours before sunset until 2 hours after sunrise. During Police Week this coming week, the Timmins Police Service is focusing a recruitment drive on women. Communications Coordinator Mark DePazzi says female civilian staff and officers are underrepresented, while the Police Services Act now says you only need high school to be an officer. That will soon change. Northern College's Police Foundations program fits the bill quite well.
But it isn't the golden ticket, and it isn't something that you absolutely require. We need a variety of background in our officers, people with any number of types of workplace responsibilities. That's the person we want as well.
And a note to high school students, be careful what you post on social media. Some of it might be hard to explain during the police recruitment process. A company that hasn't been around Timmins all that long was nonetheless awarded the prestigious Chamber President's Award at last night's Nova Business Awards. Chamber of Commerce President Rob Knox paid tribute to the accounting firm MNP.
Champions of diversity, their brand can be seen at the community level with such groups as Timmins and District Hospital, the Chamber, and many local sports and recreation activities.
Last night's gala at the MAC was the 20th annual edition of the Novas. The full list of recipients is at MyTimmonsNow.com. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.